This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. The North Carolina Rural Infrastructure Authority, or RIA, has approved 20 grant requests to local governments totaling $8,680,000. The requests include commitments to create a total of 802 jobs, 408 of which were previously announced. The public investment in these projects will attract more than $474 million in public and private investment. Governor Roy Cooper said continued investments in building capacity and utility infrastructure are critical for attracting more economic opportunities to rural North Carolina. With these grants, all North Carolinians can access a better quality of life and increased economic prosperity. A $250,000 grant will support the expansion of a building located in Albemarle that is occupied by Quality Enclosures, a family-owned company that manufactures shower enclosures and tempered glass. They're planning to add 5,000 square feet to the existing building by creating 32 jobs and investing $1.237 million. The company has also been awarded a grant of $50,000 from the state's One North Carolina Fund for the project. The town of Norwood is slated to receive $787,500 to support the town of Norwood's project to replace existing sidewalks with 13,750 square feet of concrete sidewalk and 2,500 square feet of sidewalk pavers, installation of tree grates, and street lights. The project will leverage $39,375 in investments. The town of Mount Gilead slated to receive $95,000 grant, which will help support the town of Mount Gilead's Albert Johnson Memorial Park project, which will include updates to stormwater, electrical, lighting, ADA compliance, and sidewalks in the park. And that project is anticipated to leverage about $5,000 in investments. The Rural Downtown Economic Development Grants Program provides grants to local governments to support downtown revitalization and economic development initiatives that are intended to help local governments grow and leverage downtown districts as assets for economic growth, economic development, and prosperity by providing public improvements to help retain businesses and leverage Main Street assets for community-wide use. Starting today in the city of Albemarle, if you need assistance with garbage collection, including missed collections, damaged garbage cans, damaged recycling cans, schedule appliance pickup, or other services, you can call the city now at 704-984-9400 and press 3. That's 704-984-9400, press 3 for garbage collection questions, recycling, bulk items, or yard waste. 704-984-9400 and then press the number 3. The Taylor House Assisted Living Center in Albemarle was recently recognized by U.S. News & World Report as one of the best assisted living centers in the United States. And they got a very nice plaque with their award. Last week, the Stanley County Sheriff's Department conducted an active shooter safety training at Greystone Day School. The training was designed to give each deputy the tools he or she needs to respond and confront an active shooter. Because an active shooter incident can occur anywhere at any time, these exercises help emphasize that every responding deputy without hesitation will locate, isolate, detain, or eliminate the threat and react to the threats by articulating their observations and decision-making process. Helen Nance, Chief Administrator Officer with the Greystone Day School, said, "Preparedness is the key, and it was a pleasure to have the Sheriff's Department at our school. We already have safety measures in place, so I'm glad they're familiar with our facility should an emergency arise." Went on to say that Greystone Day School is committed to the safety and security of its students, faculty, and staff. A safety team consisting of administration, faculty, and staff meets regularly and conducts a variety of safety drills throughout the year. Stanley County's incoming Economic Development Director was recognized at the North Carolina Economic Developers Association on Thursday of last week. Elizabeth Underwood, Director of the Economic Development for Stanley County now, was selected as Emerging Leader of the Year. Elizabeth spearheaded the creation of the Pivot Manufacturing Internship Program for her community, lauded statewide for its impact on workforce development. As chair of the Emergency Executives Committee for North Carolina Economic Developers Association, she championed initiatives for young professionals while co-founding and hosting the New Economic Developers on the Block podcast, delivering innovative insights to North Carolina's economic landscape. Stanley County Economic Development Specialist Anna Clayton Bridgman also received her North Carolina Certified Economic Development Credential at the NCED event on Thursday as well. And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County brought to you by Desco. Mostly sunny and less humid today with a high near 84. Wind gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight, the low around 60. More sunshine on Tuesday, the high reaching 85. This forecast brought to you by Desco, your source for everything electrical. In the Weather Center, I'm Johnny Cottle.
Magic 103.3 FM.
Six minutes after the hour, Cook's Pest Control, Best of Rick and Bubba Show. Hope you're enjoying it. Going down memory lane with some of the good times over the past 30 years of the Rick and Bubba Show. This portion of the program is sponsored by the 24/7 burglar busting protection for your home or your small business. That'd be simplysafe.com/bigbox. Now, when it comes to protecting those that matter most, you need a security system that you can trust, right? simplysafe.com/bigbox has been a show partner for years now, and we trust them. With advanced security technology and a customer-first approach, they are backed by 24/7 professional monitoring, guarding your